this machine belongs to.
October 12th, 2008. Okay. I might have done something. I also may have broken a piece. I had my day off today and I ran some errands in the morning. And it is cold outside. Anyways, so I didn't really want to go hiking or anything, but there's a forest only a few minutes away, and I promised myself that I would explore it at some point. But it's not going anywhere. It'll still be there when it's warmer. Well, anyways, that left me with nothing to do but hang out at home and look at those wooden pieces for a few hours. So, that's what I did. The pieces were exactly where I left them from the night before. So, I resumed rolling them between my fingers, and at one point, I stopped to make lunch. But I kept going while eating, and when I rolled a handful of pieces against the floor, I heard a loud click. Honestly, it's good that I was eating and only using one hand, or else it would have been really hard to figure out where it came from. I rolled each of the pieces in that hand individually, trying to imitate the same motion against the carpet. And in one of them, I heard it again. And I felt it too. I put the other pieces in the box and I examined that piece by itself. It looked like nothing had changed, and I almost gave up and put it back in the box. But I rubbed it against the carpet again, and after a few minutes, it clicked again. This time, I was able to feel where on the part it was coming from, and I looked closely at that area, about an inch from one of the ends. At first, I thought it was a seam, so I rubbed my finger across it, and my fingernail caught on something, and the piece pulled apart. What I had thought was the grain of the wood was actually a thin slit, and inside it was, I don't even know. Some kind of rubber, I think. Kind of reminded me of an accordion with this, like, thin strip of wood at one end and the rest of the piece at the other. I think it's supposed to do that. Nope. That's a lie. I have no clue. They didn't teach us how to decode mysterious wooden rods in college. Go figure. If it isn't supposed to do that, then I just broke a piece. If it's supposed to do that, though, how many of those are there? Most of the pieces are covered in grain of wood. So, how many of those are slits like this one? Or is this the only one? Like, am I gonna have to go through and find one of these on all of these pieces? There's dozens of the fucking things. There's no way I'll find them all. Honestly, I'm just hoping I just broke it at this point and I won't have to deal with that conundrum anymore. I don't mean that. I'm just tired. I've been doing this for most of the day and I just feel like I can't get anywhere. I'm gonna go crack a beer and relax for a bit. Work tomorrow. Maybe I'll think of something else later.
This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson. Based on the journaling game, The Machine, by Adira and Fenn Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with The Machine, or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com, or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build the machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.